Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
A couple updates today on some of the best-known vaccines out there because things have changed in a negative way and in a positive way. Let's start with the negative, AstraZeneca.
Yeah, for people under the age of 60 in Germany, you cannot get that vaccine right now. It has been stopped, officially stopped, by the federal and state governments in Germany. AstraZeneca cannot be used right now.
And if you're confused or if you're thinking, wait, didn't I just hear about something else in Germany? Then join the club, meaning roughly 80 million Germans who are also have tried to keep up with the changing rules with regard to this vaccine. It was stopped in Germany and then it was allowed again after a ruling by the European Medicines Agency. And now it's been changed again after Germany's medical safety agency, the Paul-Ehrlich Institute, analyzed 31 cases of a very unique kind of thrombosis, this blood clotting that happens in the lower part of your brain, reducing the ability of your brain to drain blood effectively.
Yep.
And that in 9 of those cases, it led to death. And that in the majority of those cases, it involved women.
Yep.
Between the ages of roughly 20 and 60. Hence the new dictum, the new order, not to give this vaccine to anyone under the age of 60, which is literally a total reversal from the beginning. At the beginning, here in Germany, anyone over the age of 65 yeah. couldn't get AstraZeneca. Now it's the other way around.
At that point, it had nothing to do with side effects. It was based on lower efficacy rates for people above, or that it hadn't been studied enough.
Lack of data.
Exactly. So that if you were above the age of 65, you couldn't take it. Now you literally can't take it if you're under the age of 60, but that's for a completely different reason.
And so what it means for us, in a weird way, I'm a little relieved at this news. And the reason for that, as listeners of the show will know, I honestly had some concerns about my wife who's had blood clotting issues, and she's right in the middle of that age range that was at risk or slightly at risk as a result of the AstraZeneca vaccine. And for me, that was a difficult question to answer. Should we do it anyway? The risk is very small.
Yeah.
And now in a weird way, in a nice way, a relieving way for me, we don't have to make that decision anymore.
Yeah, so there's a relief on the one hand, but on the other hand, it is a severe blow to Germany's vaccine campaign. AstraZeneca was the number two workhorse behind BioNTech Pfizer. And the vaccine campaign has been rocky already, but this is going to push it back months.
I'm hoping that original promise by the end of summer, so let's say September 20th, everyone will have access to a vaccination. Hopefully, that is still the case.
By the end of the year,
Johnson & Johnson about to deliver some more vaccines to Germany and to Europe. There is going to be more of a surplus, I hope, because other countries have vaccinated so quickly that they won't need those vaccines anymore. May still be possible, but as you said, Gabe, going to be difficult.
Yeah, so that was the bad news on AstraZeneca. We have good news that applies to the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine. They have announced, BioNTech and Pfizer have announced initial results from a phase 3 trial on kids.
And this has been long in the works. Couple vaccine makers have been studying kids. Now we finally have data.
Yes, results on kids aged 12 to 15. There was a phase 3 trial that was finished. It has not been peer-reviewed. We need to say this at the top and emphasize this. It has not been peer-reviewed.
And to make that even more clear, that means other scientists haven't looked at this and poked holes in it, if there are holes to poke in it. So
right.
It could be that we come back on the air in a couple days and say, look, this wasn't what we thought it was after all, but for now.
And on top of that, it hasn't been published in any scientific journal, so no one has looked at the data except for the companies who produced it. But the results are so striking that we've decided to share them, because it's 100% effective on those 12 to 15-year-olds. So there are 2,260 kids in the trial. Half of them got the vaccine. The other half got a placebo, salt water. 18 kids in the placebo group got COVID-19, and zero.
It.
Yeah.
No.
Among the vaccinated group. It's literally 100% effective. Now, with case numbers that low, 18 compared to zero.
Right.
You can't say it is 100% effective, but based on it having zero cases, that's great.
Yeah, if you multiply that by 10, if you had 20,000 involved rather than 2,000, you probably do have some cases of teenage kids getting the coronavirus even after vaccination. But if 100% is the, let's say, the starting line, then even if it drops down to 90 or 85 or whatever the number finally ends up being, that's fantastic news. Yeah.
So even though it hasn't been peer-reviewed, and we're talking about initial data here, immunologists in the field have talked about how good it is. One from Yale University, Akiko Iwasaki, said that if the vaccine's performance in adults was an A+, we're talking now about an A++. And one of the reasons she was saying that was that the antibody levels in these kids, in the 12 to 15-year-old kids, were much higher than the 16 to 25-year-old group.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So there is an explanation for why there were zero cases.
They're having a stronger immunoreaction to...
A more powerful immunological response to the vaccine.
That is excellent, excellent news.
No, it's just great news, yeah.
And that's the age range 12 to 15?
Yeah. So at the moment, they have begun trials on kids younger. So from between 5 to 11, they are dosing this week. Next week, they're going to begin dosing ages 2 to 5. And then after that, 6 months... to 2 years. So they are testing this on kids from 6 months to 11 years. The results on those trials are expected later this summer.
And not to get too optimistic, but there have been announcements made, for example, in the United States about the campaign to vaccinate children beginning...
Before the school year, right?
Before the school year.
Yeah.
That the beginning of the new school year, toward the end of 2021, you could have kids coming into the classroom with their vaccinations complete. That's just a wild...
Based
idea.
On this announcement from Pfizer and BioNTech, that does seem plausible at this point.
So one last thing here just for, you know, the parents out there who are listening to us talking right now and thinking, well, great, efficacy is one thing, but what about the side effects? There is some data out of Israel. And as far as I understand, this data was exclusively communicated from an official in Israel's health ministry to the British newspaper The Guardian, meaning I don't have the ability to verify it myself. But what was communicated is that 600 children between the ages of 12 and 16 in Israel were given the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. That's the primary vaccine in that country. And what the head of the vaccine task force said is that we didn't see any major side effects, and even the minor ones are quite rare. And this surprised me here, and I'm quoting directly from this report. The children, some of whom have cystic fibrosis, which affects the lungs, were not part of a clinical trial, meaning this wasn't some official trial being conducted by anyone. It was just what the Israeli health ministry is seeing themselves.
Yeah, that's real-world data reporting on side effects. In this study here, there were no major side effects as well. 84%, however, reported pain at injection site.
Sure.
And that's in line with what was observed in the other participants, in the older participants in the other trials. So with regard to safety, also great news here.
Yeah. And so, again, we just want to emphasize this has not been peer-reviewed.
Yep.
It has not been published in a journal. This is fresh, raw information.
From the companies themselves.
From the companies themselves. If there are any twists to this story, any indication whatsoever that any of what we have said today is maybe not the whole truth or that there is more of the story that needs to be told, we will come right back on and talk to you about it. In the meantime, if you have anything to say on this, get in touch, su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.